Hi, everybody. This is Jimmy Young with news coming out of Jerusalem, Israel. All foreign dignitaries who visit Jerusalem must make a stop at Yad Vashem. And now, on to the Temple Mount as well. That's the headline. David Dolan comes to give us the details.
It's time now for Prophecy Today, a look at current events in light of biblical prophecy. Now with the latest news update, here's Jimmy DeYoung.
Any foreign dignitary who would visit the Jewish state would have to take a visit to Yad Vashem to understand the mindset of the Jewish people. Now I understand there's a group of lawmakers who want to bring all visiting foreign dignitaries onto the Temple Mount as well.
Again, another sign of the growing centrality and importance of the Temple Mount to Israel, and the fact that more and more people are openly talking about rebuilding a temple there and at least having access to pray there without restrictions, and more prayer going on there, as we've been discussing for the past several years, really. So it would be a natural step. Most world leaders do visit the Western Wall at the base of the Temple Mount, part of the mount, but just a small part of it. Most do that, but going up on the Temple Mount would obviously be another step forward. However, Jimmy, I doubt at this stage that many world leaders would be willing to do that. Almost all of them do go to Yad Vashem when they're visiting the country, although the delegation that came from Bahrain and the UAE did not go up there, but then they didn't even get to Jerusalem because of the coronavirus, which, by the way, is declining significantly. But again, they would be probably reluctant, most world leaders, to go up there because, of course, the Palestinians would really throw a hissy fit if they started taking world leaders up there. So we'll see. But if a world leader wants to go up there, I think now that would happen. And there are some that probably would want to do that, despite the predictable Palestinian and really Islamic world opposition to that.
David Dolan explaining why all foreign dignitaries visiting Jerusalem stop at Yad Vashem, the Holocaust Museum, and now will also visit the Temple Mount. We report this information because it is setting the stage for Bible prophecy to be fulfilled. If you have a moment, think about this with me. In order for any nation to do business with Israel, they must visit Yad Vashem. That's the Holocaust Museum, and they do that so that they can know the modern-day history of the Jewish people. Now, Israeli lawmakers want these visiting dignitaries to go up onto the Temple Mount as well. That will give these visitors a 3,000-year history of the Jewish people and their connection to this sacred piece of real estate, the Temple Mount. That sacred spot, you might remember, is where the Lord has chosen to dwell among the Jewish people forever. And that's Psalm 132, verses 13 and 14. And that is my prophetic perspective on the news today.
Remember, if you want more of the latest news out of the Middle East, go to our website at prophecytoday.com. There you will also find information for a better understanding of biblical prophecy as it relates to our world today. Our toll-free phone number is 8-PROPHECY-8. This is Jay Johnson inviting you to join us every Monday through Friday for Prophecy Today. Remember, the Lord Jesus is coming, and it could be today. So let's keep looking up until...